Facts are facts, like how contributing to employees' financial security makes them want to work harder for their company. In fact, according to a 2023 study by Principal, 87% of employers say that better employee financial security means employees are more engaged and productive at work. The fact of the matter is that employees want to feel financially secure in their future. So consider this. Principal helps you invest in your employees by providing customized benefits and retirement plans to help keep your employees more engaged and productive. When you take care of your team, they take care of business. That's a fact. Learn how Principal can help you find the right benefits and retirement plan for your team at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
Hey, is that the new iPhone 15 Pro?
Yeah, it's made with titanium and the Pro camera is epic. Just got it at T-Mobile.
Nice.
Yep. And I got their Go 5G Next plan, so now I have the freedom to upgrade my phone every year.
Whoa, I gotta get to T-Mobile.
Get our best deals on iPhone 15 Pro at T-Mobile.com. One-year upgrade requires Go 5G Next plan, financing new qualifying device, and upgrading in good condition after 6 months with half paid off.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. Happy Friday night. Happy Saturday morning, depending on where you live. Happy weekend. Whether you're still working or relaxing, chilling. You could be an Uber driver right now. If you're driving around drunks, I hope you're getting that money. I hope you're getting them tips. Anyway, I'm going to be rolling with you for the next 2 hours. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia, right down the block from me or right downstairs on Peachtree. Oh, there's people out of drunk. I know this. And shout outs to super producer and host Dave Shepard. He's holding it down in New York City. Hey, Shep, are there intoxicated people in the vicinity?
Yes. Not in studio or on our 10th floor, but yes, outside for sure.
Okay. Like a block or 2 blocks away?
Like a quarter of a block away.
Okay. Yeah, listen, people, whatever you're doing outside, just be safe, okay? Let's just start there. You can always listen to the show on the free Audacy app, AUDACY. Thank you to everybody tuned in on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliates. Oh, we all over the place. You could be in Houston. You could be in Dallas. You could be in San Diego. You could be in Toronto, Canada. You could be listening on 92.9 The Game here in Atlanta with me. You could be listening on The Score, The Ticket. So if you're in Florida, if you're in Vegas, in Michigan, you could be listening up in Boston. Congratulations to you. What's up, Austin, Texas? We all over the place. All over the place. If you got SiriusXM channel 158, if you got a smart speaker, ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. And we've had a fun show so far. Look, if you don't like baseball, it's fine. It's your prerogative. But tonight, or today, I would say, was probably the best day of this baseball season. Because we had two amazing games. The NLCS just concluded, well, not the series, but we got the NLCS going on. We got the American League Championship Series going on. And how about this? Just about 20 minutes ago, the Arizona Diamondbacks came back to beat the Philadelphia Phillies. The final score, 6-5. They were losing 5-2, and they rallied back to win and tie the National League Championship Series up at 2 games apiece. It was almost a foregone conclusion that the Phillies were going to just take a 3-0 lead. But Craig Kimbrel is being destroyed online right now because not only did he blow last night's game, Ketel Marte walk-off single, he helped blow this game as well. It's Alec Thomas hits a 2-run bomb for them to tie the game. Marino hits an RBI single for them to ultimately win the game, and we'll get into that momentarily. And that wasn't the only good game of the night, because earlier this afternoon, earlier this evening, on the American League side, the Astros, they beat the Rangers 5-4. They are now 1 victory away from going back to the World Series. Houston leads this series 3-2. We know the Texas Rangers started this series off by taking a 2-0 series lead, and Jose Altuve, he basically helped win them the game. A 3-run home run, making it the final score, 5-4. They were down 4-2. Just a wild sequence. Jose Altuve is proving to be one of the best postseason players in Major League Baseball history. And so both the Texas Rangers take an L tonight, the Phillies take an L tonight, Houston one victory away from another World Series, and the Phillies, man, they got a game tomorrow, also in Arizona. Either way, they're going to have to go back to Philly. And so at least the Phillies got a little bit of life in them. A matter of fact, let's talk about the game that just concluded. I want you to hear some of the calls as Arizona beats Philly 6-5. The Diamondbacks were down 5-2 in the seventh. And then things really started to get popping in the eighth. I want you to listen to this. Alec Thomas, pinch hitter, steps up to the eighth and hits a 2-run home run. This is courtesy of the Diamondbacks radio network. Tied the game at 5-5.
3-2 pitch coming. And a fly ball deep right center field. He has done it. This game is tied on a pinch hit home run by Alec Thomas. Up Kimbrel in the eighth. 5-5 game.
And so he ties the game up at 5-5. A couple of batters later, Ketel Marte hit that RBI walk-off single last night. He singles to get on base. Corbin Carroll gets hit by a pitch. And so now you got a man at second base. Marino steps up, and then he says, you know what? I'm going to make sure I give us the lead. Take a listen to this.
And a shot to left center. That's a hit. D-backs lead. Other runner goes to third. Marino delivers in the clutch. It's 6-5 Arizona. Gabby Marino took a 3-1 pitch and drilled it between the center fielder Rojas and Marsh to put the Diamondbacks on top.
The Diamondbacks enter the eighth down 5-3. They leave the eighth inning leading 6-5. They're the home team. What does that mean? Paul Sewald steps up, gets onto the mound in the top of the ninth, and he is trying to shut them down and close them out. He strikes out Marsh. Marsh wasn't happy with the placement that the umpire said. He strikes out Cave. Kyle Schwarber doubles to right, and then Kyle Schwarber can't run, so you get him the hell up one out of there. So there's still two outs. And then Paul Sewald just basically shuts the door on Trey Turner. Listen to this.
On the way. He got him swinging. Sewald strikes out Turner. And the Arizona Diamondbacks have come back and won this ball game 6-5. They have evened this best of seven series at two games apiece, winning back-to-back home games.
Yeah, and Craig Kimbrel, if you want to see what athletes have to deal with, and maybe he doesn't have to deal with it. I'm sure he's not looking his name up on Twitter. People are calling Kimbrel trash. They're giving memes. It's just everything bad about the internet is going on right now about Kimbrel, as he helped blow last night's game. He helped blow tonight's game. And the Phillies are now looking at a tied-up series at 2-2. Alec Thomas, who hit that home run to tie the game up at 5. He spoke to Matt Weiner on TBS after the game, and this is what he had to say.
You know, you need to use everybody on your team. It's not going to take just one guy to win a game. And you know, we're all about team here, and, you know, it was an awesome feeling.
Craig Kimbrel's been doing this a long, long time. You saw his fastball a couple of times. What were you thinking on 3-2?
I was looking for a fastball and hopefully, you know, get a good part of the bat on it. And, you know, it went over by the pool, so it was awesome.
You know the narrative here. They've got the payroll. They've got the power. You guys are ahead of schedule. What have you shown so far in this NLCS?
You know, we're not going to give up. You know, how could we? You know, we got these awesome fans right here. And, you know, we're not done yet. So we're going to keep on doing our thing. And hopefully good things happen. And good things happen today. So we're going to keep on doing our thing.
Somebody's got to get that ball out of the pool for you.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, a little bit of a giggle there. Listen, they play again tomorrow night. Whoever wins this game tomorrow in Arizona will go up 3-2 in the series. And so if you want to watch some baseball, first pitch, 8:07 p.m. Eastern time, the last game for this NLCS taking place in Arizona on Monday. Win, lose, there will be no draw. They got to play on Monday in Philadelphia. Now, are the Phillies going to go home and try to close things out? Or are the Phillies going to be looking to force a Game 7 on Tuesday? We're going to find out sooner than later. Tomorrow should be a good matchup. Zach Wheeler will be on the mound for the Phillies. Zach Gallen will be on the mound for the Arizona Diamondbacks. And so let's see what happens tomorrow. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. If I had to lean one way, I'm still taking the Phillies in the series. And a big part of that is because they're going to be going home. The other part about this is the fact that they have experience. But you got to give credit to Arizona for what they've been able to do. I mean, they got some moxie. They were down in the series. It looked like they were going to get kicked to the curb and just kind of laid out. And they're making it fun. And tonight has just been a great day for baseball. And then on the American League side, Jose Altuve continues to let everybody know how great of a player he is, knocking in a 3-run home run to basically give the Astros a lead to close out the game. A matter of fact, let's listen to Jose Altuve's home run, a huge one in the ninth inning, making the score 5-4 Astros. Listen.
And Altuve hits it in the air pretty deep to left. Carter is back at the wall, leaves, and it is gone! It's gone! It's gone! It's gone! Jose Altuve gives the Astros a 5-4 lead! How do you like that?
Man, I wish I was that excited about the baseball, but I mean, hey, Shep, it's okay for him to be that excited, right? It's okay.
Yes, with the comeback they had, absolutely.
Okay, yeah. Well, thank you. Jose Altuve, 3-run home run in the ninth. They were able to go out there and have Presley on the mound to close this game up. Let's listen to that. Let's listen to the final call here as these Astros walked away with the victory.
The 2-2. Swing and a miss! Carter strikes out, and that is the ball game. What a win for the Houston Astros. They're one win away from a third trip to the World Series. Jose Altuve, a go-ahead 3-run homer in the top of the ninth, and the Astros hold on for a 5-4 win over the Texas Rangers, take a 3-2 lead in the ALCS.
Yeah, so the Houston Astros were down 4-2. Jose Altuve hits that 3-run home run in the bottom of the ninth, in the top of the ninth. And they're able to hold on and win this game. They're going to be traveling back to Houston. That game will take place on Sunday. And let's see if these Astros just close things out as Jose Altuve just continues to prove that he is one of the best postseason performers of all time. 855-212-4CBS. Greg is here from Michigan. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Greg?
Hey, JR, Mr. Positive, I got to tell you, we're coming at you loud and proud from Michigan. Now, here's the thing. Oh, my God, I almost gave up on the Astros. Do you think that people are going to talk about possible, it's been bandied about on social media, about cheating again? And what we need, we can't have Arizona win. We need Philadelphia. There's cachet there. There's going to be ratings with Astros versus Philadelphia.
Right.
And I need that. But do you think there's an element that people are going to start saying, well, is this a little bit cheating by the Astros because of their reputation? Or
I don't think anybody is thinking about the Astros cheating right now. I think outside of historical perspective, that's water under the bridge, don't you think?
Yes, yes. I'm disappointed with Verlander. You and I spoke last night, and I thought maybe Verlander was going to come out, strong, but, oh, well.
It happens. Well, yeah. he was certainly rolling, and thank you, Greg, for calling from Michigan. Justin Verlander was rolling until we got to the fifth. Nate Lowe hit a home run off of him to tie the game up at one apiece. And then Verlander, he pitched only 5 2/3 innings. He gave up 4 earned runs. But up until that point, Justin Verlander, he was on a roll. And, I mean, every game he can't give you 6, 7, and 8 and strike out 6, 7, and 8. And so he was rolling until he wasn't. He gave up 2 big home runs. You had the home run Nate Lowe hit off of him. Adolis Garcia hit a 3-run home run off of him, basically chasing him out the game. And that was all she wrote. But when you got Jose Altuve, 26 postseason home runs, okay? Manny Ramirez is the all-time leader with 29. Jose Altuve, one of the most clutch baseball players that we have ever seen, now has 10 career go-ahead postseason home runs, more than Albert Pujols. So that's the most in Major League Baseball playoff history. And that 3-run bomb he hit in the ninth, that was his 3rd go-ahead home run in the 9th inning or later in any playoff game. That's the most by any batter in postseason history. So what you are witnessing with Jose Altuve, this is not something that's normal. He has done this more than anybody else in baseball history. And kudos to him, a hell of a career that he's put together for himself at 33 years old, and he's not done. They could very well on Sunday be on their way right back to another damn World Series. And would anybody be shocked if the Houston Astros didn't just go to the World Series, but they won it again? At that point in time, we don't need to hear about no cheating. We don't need to hear about no garbage can banging. You just got to give them credit at that point. Like, leave it alone, please. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Gary is calling from New Hampshire. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Gary? Hey, Gary, you're live on the radio. Hey, Shub, what happened to Gary? He got abducted by aliens that fast, right?
Well, no, Gary, when he's called before, he usually comes right on, so I'm surprised about that.
Yeah, you got abducted. It's okay. Friday night. Rodney's calling from Houston. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
How's it going, bro?
It's going excellent. How are you?
I'm great, man. Getting ready to go back to this World Series as soon as we take care of that game 6 in Houston Sunday. But I just wanted to say this, man. I know you know people give Altuve slack for all that stuff in the past, but that's in the past. That's got nothing to do with what he's doing right now. And these Astros are sending a message. And one thing I did do is I listened to some of the Rangers podcast after that game, and it kind of shocked me that they said that hitting Garcia was a tactic to keep Leclerc on the bench long enough for us to keep him tired. Man, I've never heard so much trash in my life. Why would we hit Garcia when we already down 2 runs?
Well, there's a couple of things. B, I think that's ridiculous. So I don't know why you're wasting your time listening to that crap. Second, and I can only speak for myself. I don't think anybody has had a problem with Jose Altuve. None. I mean, if anything, he's been painted as the guy who didn't necessarily want anything to do with the banging of the cans. Like, right, he just went out there and played. So I don't think that there's an overwhelming, hey, he's the cheater. I haven't heard that. And I think more people took issue with Carlos Correa, who's obviously no longer with the team, for his defense of it. He seemed to be a little bit louder. And the fact that the players weren't punished in really any type of way, shape, or form, I think people got a little bit ticked off more so with Correa. I think Jose Altuve, for the most part, he got away, got scotch-free, man. So I don't think that's a concern.
Yeah.
Well, listen, man, you enjoy the game on Sunday, and if they win, congratulations, okay?
Appreciate you, brother.
All right, thank you, Ronnie, for calling from Houston. People like Jose Altuve. Am I missing something? Here's something else. The fact that the dude is 5'6", I think people give him a little bit more credit and a little bit more respect for what he's able to do. Because we don't see too many dudes running around at 5'6" accomplishing what he's doing on a baseball field. And so unless you think that he's just been cheating his whole damn life, man, nobody cares. Nobody's thinking about the cheating. Like, if you're still beating up on the Astros and you don't got no respect for Altuve, then you just got bigger problems. You got bigger issues. There's something wrong with you. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Congratulations to the Arizona Diamondbacks beating the Phillies tonight, tying the series up at 2-2. Congratulations to the Houston Astros coming back to beat the Texas Rangers 5-4. Altuve hitting a 3-run bomb in the ninth, and now they are one victory away from the World Series. Friday was an amazing day for Major League Baseball. We talk about this sport a lot. The attention that it doesn't get, how they don't market their stars, the fact that they have a commissioner in Rob Manfred who looks like he is more equipped to push papers than to talk to the public. Today was a good day. Sorry for the Ice Cube reference. It wasn't on purpose. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get some more of your calls on this game. We're going to hear from more of the players. We're going to talk some more NFL football. We have talked about the Philadelphia Phillies. We talked about the Eagles getting ready to take on these Dolphins. There's even another matchup that I really want to see. We're going to get into the Lions and the Ravens. We got a lot to do. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I'm a new listener, but a long-time radio personality over the years, and you're just enlightening.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. And what is probably the best day for Major League Baseball this season, two amazing games in each individual championship series. In the ALCS, the Astros beat the Rangers. The Houston Astros come back from a 4-2 deficit. Jose Altuve hits a 3-run home run in the ninth to ultimately give them the lead in the final victory, 5-4, and they are one game away, one more win away from going right back to the World Series. This is almost like the Houston Astros' birthright at this point in time. And then less than an hour ago, we had another amazing game, this in the National League Championship Series, as Arizona, staring a 1-3 deficit in the face, they come back and they beat Philly 6-5. The Diamondbacks were down 5-2 in the seventh. Alec Thomas had a 2-run home run to tie it up, 5-5 in the eighth. Marino gets an RBI single, scoring Ketel Marte, making it 6-5. Paul Sewald closes the door in this series between the Phillies and the Diamondbacks is tied at 2-2. And so an amazing Friday for baseball in a sport that needs excitement. I mean, I get it. It's tough to replicate and do this through 162 games for all year long, but tonight was certainly absolutely amazing. Tomorrow, we'll have an opportunity, and this will be fun to see what happens. Arizona, Philly, Saturday night, who's going to take the 3-2 lead? find out soon enough. And then the Astros, they'll be back at it, looking to win one more game, go to the World Series. That will be on Sunday. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Let's go ahead and talk to Matt from Seattle. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, how you doing, man?
I'm excellent. How are you?
Good, good. I just wanted to say that I'm going to continue to make fun of the Astros every day and twice on Sundays because I live in Seattle. I'm a Mariners fan. That's one reason, but also they're cheating. They're doing something. We just haven't caught them yet. It's the most prolific investigation in the history of sports. You could say that that's just misdirected anger because I live in Seattle and have had a long road ahead of us with baseball, but that could be it. But I'm going to stand by my guns and say, no, they're cheating.
Okay. All right, Matt, thank you. If you find out some pure evidence, please share it with us, okay?
There is none.
Okay. Thank you, Matt from Seattle. I get it. There are going to be a lot of teams that don't care for the Astros for good reason. When you're on the top and you're winning, people ain't going to like you. And then when you end up with a cheating scandal to initiate your dynasty, yeah, there's going to be folks that don't like you. But at what point do you give them their just due? You got to respect them, right? You have to? No? Maybe? Maybe not? 855-212-4CBS. Sean is here from San Diego. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
JR, hey, just wanted to say, hey, I always appreciate your show, and I appreciate your take on things, but I got to disagree with you on this one, my man. I feel like I heard you say that Altuve was one of the guys that was not a part of the cheating scandal or was against it, and all I can picture is him coming across home with one of his 10 postseason, I believe, home runs, and them trying to rip his jersey off. And he said, I got a piece. You can't pull his jersey off. The dude is a cheater, and he's always going to be a cheater. And if that's your take, me in San Diego as a Padre fan, I'm curious what your take on Fernando Tatis Jr. is with his steroid scandal and how that affects his legacy as a great baseball player here in San Diego.
Well, I got answers for that. And so, oh my God, Sean, there's so much feedback. Here, when it comes to Fernando Tatis Jr., in the most simplest of terms, he's an idiot, okay? I mean, if you want to run around, doing PEDs and it's now ringworm medication for the back of your neck, you want to ride around on motorcycles, that's stupidity. And you would certainly think that he's a little bit better than that, knowing that his dad played in the big leagues. But you know what? Money talks and people do stupid things. It doesn't matter how old they are or how young they are not. Now, when it comes to Jose Altuve, I mean, we can beat into the ground, and I didn't know we were still beating into the ground, whether or not they did or did not want to rip his jersey off. From all indications, I don't know. You don't know. But I would think, based on, all these years later, it's 2023, that was 2017, it's been said, and I can only go by what I see and what I think is a little common sense, he wasn't wearing no wire. There was no evidence that he did so. And I mean, for all the lying that people have done, I would think by now, at this point, some of it would kind of be there for public consumption. So I know what has been said, I know what has not been said, and I just try to look at things pretty even. I think we know this because one of their own players ratted them out because there was an investigation. They banged on trash cans and they delivered signals and signs. I think that was the extent of it. I don't think Altuve was running around like he was James Bond or Batman or I don't know whoever the hell else would have an earpiece. So, look, if people don't like him, then they're well within their right because the team cheated. But I think as an overall, when you look at the stretch from 2017 and you look at what he has done between then and now, I don't think every time this man steps to the plate, he got something in his ear. I don't think every time he steps to the plate, somebody's banging on a can. I don't think he's getting a bat signal. I don't think he's getting Morse code. I don't think they're throwing up smoke signals from center. The guy's just good. And I think there comes a point in time where you just go, damn, he's awesome. That's it. I don't think he's out there cheating every time he's swinging. Tonight, 3-run home run to win the game. I don't think he was cheating. I mean, we can kick their ass forever about 2017. But you still have to go, damn it, the stretch that they're on is awesome. I mean, if they found out or there's more to it, then we kill them. But I don't think there is. Tom is here from Illinois. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Tom?
Hey, JR, first-time caller. I just started listening to your show a couple weeks ago on The Score. The previous calls were kind of taking some of my juice off my call a little bit. But with Altuve, there's no doubt he's an outstanding ball player. But first off, this is before my main question, but if you look at the YouTube clip from 2017, I mean, it's pretty obvious he's trying to hold on to his shirt. But that's beside the point.
Hold on. Yes, that is clear as day. Now, yeah. Do I think he was wearing a buzzer or a wire? I don't think so, man. I don't.
Okay. All right. Well.
If you want to get in a man's clothes, and I mean, you can ask him, but I don't think that was the case.
All right. Well, my main question is this. Do you think, let's say, 5-10 years from now, how do you think the Hall of Fame is going to look on this current era of Astros compared to the PED players?
Let's think about this. Knowing that the fact that none of these dudes were drug indicted, knowing that none of these dudes were Barry Bonds'n or Roger Clemens in their way through obliterating the record books, I don't think people are going to care that as much. You know, I mean, here we are about 5 and 6 years removed, and it's almost like, hey, you got to call it for what it is. Here's what it boils down to. When you think about what has taken place from 17 to right now, the key players have changed. I mean, Correa is not there. You can go ahead and look at someone like Alvarez, who's a part of the team. Jose Abreu didn't have a damn thing to do with the Astros, and he's been dealing with back issues, and all of a sudden he's whooping ass now. You've had Verlander come on to the stretch to help things out. So all things considered, if you're talking about the Hall of Fame, who would be kind of kicked to the shreds or you know, ran through the ringer? It would be only Altuve, and I don't think that'd be the case.
Yeah. There's no doubt he's an outstanding ball player, but I think there will always be a little bit of a cloud over him. It's a question of whether the cloud would be as dark as the PED guys. This is my take on it.
I don't think so. And you want to know why? And I had mentioned and alluded to this earlier on. It's because, and maybe that's why he's getting a pass, if you want to consider there to be a pass to be given, Jose Altuve is a likable dude. He's not
true.
A jerk. I mean,
true.
Barry Bonds is sitting around. He's done interviews over the past few years where Barry Bonds says, yeah, I was a complete you-know-what.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Roger Clemens has never run from that. You got somebody like Jose Altuve tonight hits a 3-run home run. He talks to the world on Fox after the game or whatever station it was on, and he's just like, yeah, man, I'm just playing a game. I love the game, and this is amazing. I'm happy. That was it. That's it. And that's how he is every single time. You know, I've had the opportunity to talk to him myself in a private setting and interview him. He's a nice dude. He is not worried about nothing. He's a very likable, nice guy. And you know what? I'm not Miss Cleo. I'm not an oracle. I can't read people. He comes across as genuine. He seems affable. He exists. He likes life. He plays baseball. He's not a jerk. He's not a you-know-what. Is he some diabolical cheater behind the scenes? Maybe he was or maybe he is. I don't think that's the case. And so I got no concerns about what's going to take place with him into the future because the man just whoops ass. Thank you, Tom. Appreciate you, man.
You bet. Okay.
No doubt. Yeah, we can beat him, rake him through the coals. When it's time for Jose Altuve to go into the Hall of Fame, is he going in on the first or the second? I don't know, but he going. He's going easy. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get to more of your calls. I do want to talk about another football game I'm interested in outside of the Dolphins getting ready to take on the Eagles. We got so much more to do.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, what's up, JR, man? I listen to your show every night, man. I tell you what, man, you miss your calling, bro. You miss your calling as a comedian. You are a funny dude, man. I don't mean that in no disrespect, but you are truly funny.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm not funny. I'm just sitting around talking about sports, sitting here in the studio watching Victor Wembanyama block three-point shots and dunk and shoot like he's a creator player. You know, and I'm going to get to the calls momentarily. 855-212-4CBS. A great night for baseball. But, yeah, when you get a chance, look at Victor Wembanyama's highlights. I have them on my Twitter, at JR Sport Brief. It's funny. Somebody tweeted, I can't find a guy's name. There's so many tweets that have gone by. Somebody tweeted me. I see it here. What's up, Dion? Shout outs to Dion Apollo. He says, I'm talking like Victor Wembanyama just saw basketball this morning. He's been playing versus grown up since he was 14, and his mom is a basketball coach. He knows the game inside and out. Well, please tell me more that I don't know about Victor Wembanyama. I know about his mom. I know about his dad. I know about his brother. I know about his sister. I know that he's been playing professionally in France. I'm very well aware of Victor Wembanyama as he's been shoved down our throats for the past year. That doesn't change the fact that what he's currently doing is ridiculously impressive for a young man who hasn't played at the highest level of basketball, and that happens to be the NBA. Even the fact that he's doing this in the preseason is ridiculously impressive. Someone like Klay Thompson couldn't do anything with him on offense or defense. He is stuffing Andrew Wiggins. He is blocking Klay Thompson's threes. This is impressive. It's not to say that he just learned basketball, but for a man his size and for what he's been able to do to already have adjusted, it's pretty amazing. And it has nothing to do with him playing against professionals in France. What he's doing at this moment is still impressive for a dude who hasn't really played one real NBA game. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Great games tonight in Major League Baseball. The Astros one victory away from a World Series. The Diamondbacks tying their series against the Phillies at 2-2. And Craig Kimbrel blows his second consecutive game. And so Rob Thompson had to go out there and give him the hook. Rob Thompson just spoke a few minutes ago about his closer, who can't close a screen door right now. This is what Rob Thompson had to say.
What's been the biggest issue for Kimbrel lately?
Just strike throwing ability and being able to command his pitches.
Do you feel like you can still rely on him the way you have this season?
Yeah, I mean, I think that he's gone through a couple of spots like this and fought back. But, you know, he's an experienced guy, and he's got a short memory, and he'll come back.
You're on the mound tomorrow, but are you concerned with how you're going to get through that game given the number of high-leverage relievers you've had to use here on back-to-back nights?
Well, we'll check in with him tomorrow and see how many guys we got available. And we're certainly not going to put people in jeopardy, but this is a tough group, and they want to play.
Yeah, what is he supposed to say? I got no faith in a dude. I got no trust. I mean, valid question, but come on. I could have wrote what the answer was going to be. He can't just kill his dude, lie for everybody to hear. Oh, I don't trust him. I'm not going to throw him out there. He stinks. I'm done. He's going to sit on the bench. All things considered, why would he play tomorrow? He just played two consecutive nights, and he stunk. He's going to sit down tomorrow. So we'll see what they do. I mean, if these Diamondbacks just show life and take the lead, wow. 855-212-4CBS. Nick is here from Maryland. What's up, Nick?
Hi. I'm a Baltimore Orioles fan, and we had a guy this year, Grayson Rodriguez, who was evidently flashing some of his movements when he made a certain pitch, and he was getting rocked. So they sent him back down to the minors for him to, I guess, get through that to not show off what he's pitching. So I don't understand why everybody's so mad at Houston because they steal signs. Well, everybody tries to steal signs. That's part of the game. I think I'm like you said, I think they're just mad at Houston because they're winners. You know, nobody really liked New England when they were winning. You know, nobody liked the Cowboys when they were winning a long time ago. So So I think they just don't like winners. They get mad because their team doesn't win. But I don't have nothing against Houston. I think they're a good club. And, you know, like I said, I experienced it with the Orioles with Grayson Rodriguez. Now he's back. He's not flashing his movements. And he's a good pitcher now. So anyway, that's all I had to say. And you have a great show.
All right. Thank you. Thank you so much, Nick, for calling from Maryland. I mean, to be honest, yes, we know that everybody steals signs. But what the Astros did is not just a matter of stealing signs. They utilized technology. They utilized cameras, video monitors. They're sending signals up through garbage cans. It goes beyond, hey, I realize what he's doing. The pitcher's tipping his pitches, and so, you know, a curveball is coming. Yeah, everybody can do that. That's fine. What you're not supposed to do is start using watches and monitors and cameras. That is a no-no. And so let's not go too far. And I'm very well aware about Jose Altuve and his buzzer. And, oh, did he have a buzzer? Don't rip my jersey off. I have it on. Look, it hasn't been founded. So if you want to believe that, that's fine. I choose to believe otherwise because I haven't heard or seen otherwise. So I'm going to roll with what I think is a little bit more common. 855-212-4CBS. Desi from Houston. Go ahead, Desi, quickly.
Thank you so much for taking my call, JR. I just want to start off by saying how much I really enjoy your analysis on every take, how intuitive every take is. Every night I listen to the show, everything you have to say is just so spontaneously accurate. And calling because, you know, as an Astros fan, you know, someone actually from Houston and, you know, born in 2000 and seeing the rise of these local franchise, you know, smaller franchises, smaller market come up through my child upbringing. What I mean by that is, you know, the media attention, you know, they grow each of the Texans, the Rockets, the Astros, that even the Dynamo, even the MLS, you know, we've had to come up. Our fan base is the most organic fan base in the world. And it really irritates me when fans from inferior franchises, you know, want to hate on an honest, you know, group of human beings. I'll give you the cheating, whatever, you know, like I'm not, say what you want, have your narratives, but you know, it's like the previous caller said, when the Dallas Cowboys are winning, everyone wants to hear it. We have no choice but to hear about it. Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
I gotta hit the break, Desi. Don't go nowhere. Are they cheating every year? I don't think so. You got to give them respect. It's really that simple. I'm going to get some more of your calls on the other side. We're going to talk some football as well. JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
I'm here to tell you about Pom Pom at Home, where comfort meets elegance. Pom Pom at Home is offering 20% off site-wide for a limited time. See why so many of the top designers use Pom Pom's luxury easy care bedding. They have created a timeless, beautiful, coastal living look that incorporates subtle tones and natural fibers, offering a unique touch. Create your dream bed now. Get 20% off sheets, duvets, throws, and more right now at pompomathome.com. Easy to use, easy to love luxury bedding. Just enter code POMPOM at checkout.
Maybe you're still new to this whole EV thing, but those range fears? Turns out your all-electric Hyundai Ioniq 5 gets you to work and back all week on a single charge. And now every Ioniq 5 comes with a complimentary EV charger and up to $600 installation credit. When it comes to embracing change, we're thinking of every mile. Hyundai, it's your journey. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details. 2023 Ioniq 5 rear-wheel drive has an EPA estimated driving range of up to 303 miles. Actual range will vary with options, driving conditions and habits, vehicle and batteries condition, and other factors. Available in limited quantities in select states only.